Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air. Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, Julia Fellow, and in for John McCure, it's Toya Washington.
Toya, I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here. And on a Friday, normally I'd be like, nah, I'm not feeling it on a Friday. And I heard it was you and I was like, I'll be here. I'll be
oh,
there.
That's
I'd be
fantastic.
There for John too, let's be honest. But
he's wonderful.
He is.
John has flown the coop. He is in Asia.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. For 3 weeks. So jealous. Hey, I want to talk about something closer to home here. A lawyer with the U.S. Hemp Roundtable is sounding an alarm. He's lobbying Congress right now, wants to let us know to vote against a bill that would halt the sale of hemp across our country. The warning is over. Language in a House version of an agriculture appropriations bill, it would recriminalize hemp products. It would wipe out, he says, about 95% of the industry. So hemp grown in Wisconsin, for example, is sold in different markets like grain, fiber, retail. He's lawyer Jonathan Miller, warning that if hemp farmers in Wisconsin went out of business, our state alone could lose about $18.9 million a year in tax revenue.
That's a lot of money.
That's the money from 2023 numbers. And an impact, more than 4,300 workers in Wisconsin, he says. It helps so many Wisconsin farmers earn a living and makes ends meet.
It would put the hemp extract industry in Wisconsin out of business because this is not just Delta 8 or Delta 9. It's also hemp-derived CBD. All of these products have a little bit of THC in them, and it would federally criminalize those products. So it would have a dramatic impact on Wisconsin farmers and Wisconsin consumers.
This proposal passed through a House committee. A Health Senate Conference committee is trying to figure out whether to get rid of the hemp provision or if it should stay in the package. Here he explains more.
The House of Representatives has passed legislation that a spending bill that includes the ban language. The Senate has not. And so the House and Senate are now meeting in a conference committee to determine whether it's going to stay or not. And we are asking members of Congress to let their leadership know that they are opposed to a ban. There was a letter sent by 27 congressmen to the Speaker of the House asking him to oppose a ban. Derek Van Orden was on that letter from Wisconsin. But we are trying to get the entire Wisconsin delegation to take notice and to let their members of leadership know that a hemp ban would be bad for Wisconsin.
He warns that the proposal might go through without anyone knowing, so his office is working to convince Congress not to do this. I asked him what he says to people who oppose hemp altogether. They say that it could lead to legalizing marijuana. I asked him, recreationally or medicinally in our state, what does he have to say about that?
Yeah, no, there are certainly problems. And what we argue is that prohibition never worked. It didn't work for alcohol. It won't work for hemp. Instead, what we need is regulation. And we support strong regulation that keeps these products out of the hands of minors, that enforces good manufacturing practices. We want to make sure that every product that's sold in Wisconsin meets those standards.
Now, this bill's being delayed because of the shutdown, so we don't know what's next. It could be really quick when everything comes back online. The U.S. Hemp Roundtable is advocating for responsible regulation, they say, including age limits, lab testing to protect consumers, support the industry's growth, which is nationwide a $28.4 billion industry.